All right, dear ones. So right now what we'd like to do is open the floor up for questions. And so if you raise your hand, Daniel will give you a mic.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
It's Kevin. This was really, really powerful. I really got a vision of the conscious mind just being sort of a dot.
Yes.
But a very bright dot.
Yes.
Extremely bright
dot. The brightest dot, yes.
Yes, a very bright dot, but just very small, like the head of a pin, on an ocean that's the size of our earthly ocean. And that whole ocean, and that being the subconscious mind, and in that whole ocean being amongst many billions of worlds of ocean, and that being the unconscious mind.
Yes.
And
that's good.
Mm-hmm. It really gives me a perspective of how tiny we put all our energy into this really tiny thing. And it's amazing when you really kind of get the bigger picture. So I wanted to ask you, bring up some stuff that's been happening recently, the past couple of days, about themes. Some major events have occurred in my life, but I don't quite fully get the theme yet. So maybe you can help me with that.
All right.
The two major things that happened were just yesterday, within about an hour of each other, I had a very deep business partner who decided to pull out. And about an hour later, a very close relationship decided to pull out. So both, you know...
Endings within...
Yeah, deep mm-hmm. connections and really important things in my life, both then coming to an abrupt stop pretty quickly. Now, since then, today, things are starting to resolve. But just that these two things occurred so abruptly, so within an hour of each other, it just like floored me. And this is clearly a theme for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really grasping what the theme is. Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I'm too scared to. Whatever. But can you help me kind of feel into what the heck is going on?
All right. How long did it take you to begin rebuilding your power?
Pretty quick this time.
Yes.
Pretty quick this time.
All right.
There was still fear and still
yes.
some of that trepidation, but it's pretty quick. I just kind of went with what was showing up.
All right. You notice how much faster than it used to be?
Wow. Okay.
When you were slammed with challenges in the past.
Right. I would just get lost.
You'd get lost in them. Yes. You'd wander about. You'd be devastated. You'd be all like perplexed, confused, wandering about, trying to figure things out. Yes.
Beklempt.
Verklempt. Yeah. Absolutely. And look at what happened instead.
Wow.
Like you were like, whoa, back up against the wall. Oh my gosh. But within hours, you began pulling yourself together. You began processing, exploring, understanding, feeling, knowing, thinking.
Crying.
Yeah, whatever. And getting yourself kind of in awareness of what you were feeling. Yes?
Yeah, very much.
You really got
very
into
much.
That feeling, and you moved, in a sense, through it. That's why today things are starting to do some resolution. In the past, did you ever have anything that even showed a hint of resolution of this type of magnitude in a day?
No way.
No.
No way.
No. So the theme here is what we're seeing here, a great deal of it, is staying present and in your power.
So being in the now, just being with whatever the issue is.
Yes, being with whatever it is and moving through it quickly rather than, you know, getting lost in it.
Wow.
Right? Now, you were trained, in a sense, to ignore it when you were young. And then when you got on your spiritual path, you basically retrained yourself to spend endless amounts of time on it.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Try to analyze it.
Overanalyze it. Let's figure it all out. Let's
yep.
get it all set up so yep. I can feel empowered again.
Yep.
Right? And now you're realizing that your empowerment is, in essence, in you. In other words, what happened yesterday was devastating, but at the same time, you know, yeah, you fell on the ground, but you picked yourself back up, and you're back in your power already.
Wow.
We congratulate you.
I didn't even look at it that way, but that is exactly what happened.
Right? So part of your theme in this lifetime, and it's this lifetime is a big spiritual leap for you.
Oh, huge.
You know, just enormous. That your theme here is about taking power and being in your power and sustaining your power regardless of what goes on outside of you in the environment. And being able to be kind with yourself emotionally.
Mm. Yeah.
You used to be really hard on yourself.
Still am.
Yeah, not like it used to be.
Right, I would agree.
Right.
I would agree.
So it shows you where you want to go, yes? Where you want to go is
right.
That when you have something happen that's like, bang, here's an ending. Endings, you know, horrible things. Loss, fear of loss. It's made real, manifesting loss. Oh, my gosh. Instead of just, you know, falling apart. Instead of analyzing, what did I do wrong? Instead, you're stepping into it saying, wow, this illusion is pretty wild. Let me take my power back and then let me feel it. Let me just really get into the feeling of it and really explore it and see what it's about. But you're not analyzing it. You're feeling it. And with your feeling it, you go right through it. And you come out on the other side and say, what do I want to do now? Who am I now?
Wow.
You see?
So why is the feeling so scary to so many people, to me? You know, it's just
it's scary
feeling.
To everyone.
Why?
Fear of loss is devastating for most people on the planet.
But knowing that we're going to get through it at some point.
Right. Well, there's also a fear of hurt underneath that loss. Because when you were a child and you were hurt, yeah, it didn't last too long. But by the time you were an adolescent, all right, by the time you were 20, in your early 20s, if you got hurt, it was big time.
Yeah.
And that was a wound. And that wound was devastating, and it took you away from that sense of that you were great, that you could do anything. It took away, somehow, it just took off the top of your dreams. Made you seem small. Made you feel insignificant. Made you worry that maybe you're not going to have what you wanted. And then loss became a sign of the truth of that possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, another ending, another loss. Oh, my gosh, it's more of this. I failed. I'm not making it. It's terrible. Oh, where am I going to go from here? Oh, gosh, how am I going to function now? And that's your adolescent self, your child self, all freaked out. When you get into your adult self and something like that happens, you know it's horrible. Yes, you move right through it, but there's a light on the other side. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, as they say.
Yeah.
Right? And somehow you realize, this didn't destroy me. It's not what I wanted. But what is it doing? What's the message here? What is it going to be shifting me in direction towards?
Totally. I think I get that, and that's just that the power is from within. It
exactly.
Doesn't matter what happens outside.
And also that these events that happen on the material plane, the outside, this comes from the unconscious mind. Bang! Okay? If you had access to the unconscious mind, you would know what's going on, just like that. But since you're not there quite yet, what happens is that you have to feel it. You have to go through the subconscious mind and all the stuff and let go of all that limitation and all the debris that's built up emotionally around it. And then you get to the awareness that you are more than that. And that also that you may have even in a way on a spiritual level that you're not yet conscious of in your conscious mind, that it was time for you to make a shift of some sort in your life.
Yeah.
And that you needed to make a shift of direction, and where you were going wasn't working in some way.
Totally. And that's actually happening is in my housing situation and setting some roots down and buying a place and as opposed to renting. And
there you go.
You know, that's totally occurring right now. So
fantastic.
Wow.
You see, so you got your theme. The theme is being present, being in your power, and recognizing you are more than the loss. You're more than the ending. You're more than the wounded you.
Wow.
You see? This is an adult perspective. So congratulations. Welcome to adulthood.
I'm 47 years old. I better be an adult.
Age has absolutely nothing to do with it, if you've noticed.
I know. I'm a late bloomer, so what can I say? Wow. Thank you, Glexus. That was really, really great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Who's next?
Hello. Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
This is Susan.
Hello, Susan.
It was extremely important for me to hear what you had to say, and sorry I was late. I have, over the last year, have been recovering from an accident and two spinal surgeries. And as I'm recovering physically, emotionally, something has happened whereby I have shrunk back to my hurt child, so that I am every time irritated and upset by my daughter, who is 53, I'm 77. And all my life I've been working at being able to accept her.
Mm-hmm.
And again and again, you know, my limitation shows up where I am intolerant of her, and I'm so upset about it with myself, because I have been practicing to open my heart and accept her. And I have a feeling that that's my life's mission, to be able to make peace with what seems to be so opposite to me. She is extremely concrete thinking and totally freaked out about her unhappiness and suffering and unable, you know.
She's totally focused on it, in other words,
totally,
isn't she?
Totally focused on it. And every time it freaks me out.
All right, well, it freaks you out because somewhere along the line you still feel responsible.
And I also feel that it's part of myself I'm not able to accept.
Well, that's
that
true.
I have that same issue. And
yes, you do. You have a lot of fear in there. And she is bringing your fear in your face.
And I get angry at her about this.
No, I don't want to pay attention to my fear. Stop bringing my fear up to my face. I don't want to deal with it. Yeah, see, that's kind of part of your child or adolescent in response.
Yes.
All right. Now, what we would say here is that you're angry at her because you are letting her destabilize you.
Yes.
All right. If you could look at yourself as, in some way, actually being more powerful than she, you could step into that identity of you being the wise and powerful one. Because you do have a lot of wisdom. You are powerful, but you're not claiming it. We would say that's where your issue or your, you know, the theme lies, is for you to take your power too. That's just like what Kevin was going through. He's learned to take his power. It's time for you to take your power. When you are in a powerful position and you're not vulnerable and insecure and hoping that everybody else can be happy and all nice and so on, so that you will not be challenged, you'll be in your power. That whole thing of hoping, well, stop worrying, stop being so concrete, you know, get your act together, daughter. That's really about you saying, I am not powerful enough to handle that. I am not loving myself enough to handle that. I'm too afraid that I cannot take care of that. I'm afraid that somehow, because I'm the mother, I've got to be the wise one. Maybe there's some part of me still that has that mother instinct that somewhere I'm responsible. I need to make it right so that then I can be happy. It's female training, basically. If you get everybody else happy and satisfied around you, then de facto, you should be happy and satisfied. But the problem is that you will never get other people happy and satisfied around you, because as long as you give your power away to their happiness to determine whether you're happy or not, you're never going to get there. So we would suggest you need what we call a power retrieval. You need to take your power back from your daughter. When you are able to take your power back from her so that her worry and her fear and her concreteness does not remind you of your fears, your worries about physical plane reality, then what you're going to be able to do is to love her, and it's going to be fine. You're not going to be swayed this way or that way, up or down, depending on her mood. You understand?
Yes.
All right. And once you get to that place of stability and owning that you are powerful enough and you've done your mother stint, you don't have any more you have to do. Anything you do after the person, after your child gets on their own or gets into their 20s is voluntary. There's nothing, no more requirement on your part. Now, the part of you that thinks you are, that you should be taking care of her, or you should fix her, or you should lift her up, or you should enlighten her, or you should get her to grow and grow along, that part is the part of you that has a task that you've given yourself that's impossible, because you're saying, if I can fix her, then I'll be okay. So it's a conditional thing. So taking your power back means that there's unconditional acceptance of yourself at whatever level you are. Go look at your own fears. Deal with your own fears. Do meditations. Ask for help of the divine beings that are around you all the time.
I'm doing it all the time.
Good. Good. But you have to take, well, you have to take your power back from your daughter. Otherwise, she's going to continue to tearing your reality apart. She has more power. You've given her way too much power, and she does not like it. It makes her angry at you.
Yes.
Right? When you give power to somebody else, there's a tremendous amount of pressure you've given that person to be something for you. She doesn't want to be something for you. She's angry about that. No, I don't want to fix your life, mother. I want somebody to fix mine. I don't want to be responsible for my life. You come fix mine. Don't expect me to be happy so that you'll be happy. Now I feel guilty all the time. I don't like that. I'm angry. So she's going to get a heck from her.
Yes.
All right. Now, recognize that when you give your power away, she can't use it. She doesn't want it. She gets reactive to it. So this should be, in a sense, an encouragement to you to take your power back. Take it back to you. Now, what does that mean? All right? It means that your focus is on making yourself feel good. In other words, acknowledging who you are, bringing resources to you, loving yourself. At first, you're going to think, but I'm too selfish. I'm too selfish. That's a guilt induced training. It's time for you to be done with that stuff. It's time for you to be selfish, dear one. 77, by golly, you shouldn't be concerned about what anybody else thinks now. There's some perks of being older, you know?
I'm not concerned about anyone else but my daughter.
But you put all your focus on her, and she can't handle it.
Okay.
She's overloaded by your focus. It makes all her situation worse. And she's going to worry, because what she's trying to do is she's trying to get you to stop trying to fix her and start trying to fix her reality for her so she can be the little girl again. Now, she's giving her power to you. And you don't like that either.
Yeah.
All right? And because you can't use that power either. Right? So here you have what is called a dysfunctional relationship. Underneath it, both of you really have very deep bond with each other, deep connection. Otherwise, you couldn't have such an intensely dysfunctional relationship, because both of you are so focused on each other. You understand?
Yes.
All right, so your attention is on each other a lot, a lot, a lot. So when you take your power back, you basically say, look, daughter, I realize I can't fix your reality. And I realize you can't fix mine either. And so I respect that you have lots and lots of fear and I love you, and I hope that you can deal with your fear. It reminds me of my fear, so I'm going to go and deal with my fear. You don't have to fix my fear anymore. I take you off the hook. Okay? Once you kind of get to that state where you can do that, maybe even reinforce it on a day-to-day basis, you're going to find you can love her and you're not aggravated. What she does, it's like, you know, she's young compared to you. She's the next generation down. She's always going to be young compared to you. She's your daughter, right? Well, let her grow up on her own. Don't try to help her out anymore. Don't try to give her a philosophy. Don't try to orient her in the right way. Let her make her mistakes. In a sense, you've kept her from growing up. She's got to feel the impact, the negative impact of her actions, so that she can begin to take her power back and function in the world. You understand? Right? When you can do that for you, and she does that for her, the two of you can meet in love and acceptance. But you see, that's what the issue is. You're both expecting each other to take charge, to do something for you. And you can't do it. It's just not possible. It's not the way it works. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
Sense.
Because if you can focus on really loving and valuing and just taking good care of yourself. And by golly, you need to. You had an accident. You've got these surgeries. You need to focus on taking good care of yourself. Okay? So you want to focus on that. You gave yourself a lot of downtime because of that. Recovering from a health issue is a lot of downtime where you get to be stuck with yourself, right? All by yourself, in thinking in all your head, in all your thoughts. And it's part of your soul's telling you, hello, you need to stop, pause, integrate. You need to be aware of all the stuff that's going on. You need to do some work for yourself. You need to heal yourself now. So if it's because of the accident and because of surgeries, you haven't been able to, to use a kind of, it's a negative word, but please don't take it too personally, but to meddle in her life. It kind of pulled you away to give you some space. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes.
So utilize that positively as much as you can.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, get recordings of meditations, do processes, read books, do whatever you can do, and really just get into your own spiritual path, because that's the best thing you can do for her, too.
Yes.
Right? And when you do that and the pressure is off of her, you'll see she will shift. She'll come to you a different person because the pressure is off. You understand? And you can be much more generous, loving with your love and so on as a person. And just stop trying to fix her. It's not going to work. You know it's futile. You've tried your best. Dear one, it's about time to give up on that job. All right? But you can work with yourself. And when you do that, you give her an image of the future that there's hope for her, that she can change. And then she'll be able to, without all the pressure from you, be able to start looking at exactly what you would have wanted her to look at.
Yes.
But she was rebelling against you. And she wasn't going to look at it because you were wanting her to look at it, right? You raised a rebel here, right? And it's a little bit like, you know, chip off the old block here. You're a bit of a rebel yourself, right? But what you want to just take that off of her, and then she can grow up. And she can become a mature person. And the two of you can have a really great time together. Without trying to fix each other.
Yes.
Gosh, we have an idea what your conversations are like. You know,
yes.
Where you're picking at each other's stuff.
Yes.
Well, you need to do this. No, you know, no, you need to do this. No, you need to stop doing that. No, you've got to stop doing that. We can see all of that. You're trying so hard to help each other, which is really about indirectly helping yourself, that you end up criticizing, judging, and getting all upset and angry. Both of you. Right? It's absolutely useless time spent. It's hurtful time spent. Right? But you can make a change in it. She doesn't know how to. You're the one who's asking the question. You're the one who's wanting to become more conscious. You're the one who's ready to roll here.
Yes.
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 With power comes the capacity to be free to love and not require anything of anybody else or of yourself.
Yes.
All that unconditional stuff. That's what you both want. And when you can do it, when one of you can do it, both of you will be able to do it. It takes two people to have a bad relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay. If one person changes, you can't have that same relationship anymore. It's going to bring the other person into a shift.
Yes.
It's going to enable that other person to have a positive change in their life. It's a beautiful thing. It's one, and it's one of the things that you came to learn about. You came to learn about your power so that you could love. You came to love unconditionally. You have a big heart. You know you have a lot of heart. You want to love. You want to give. But there was a part of you that felt that you had to, and you were a rebel. So instead you took the path of, well, let's control and manipulate instead. And that's the human condition. That's what most people tend to do. If you feel fear, oh, let's control. Let's try to fix something so that we'll feel safe. So the point is that you will reach safety, and then she will be able to start reaching safety, and she won't panic so much.
Thank you so much.
You're Alice. Welcome, dear
Thank
one.
You.
All right. You might want to take this particular theme.
Yes.
And work with it in our meditation today.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, who's next? Mm-hmm. Oh, no?
Mm-hmm. Time's up.
Oh, my. Too bad. All right. But we do thank the two of you who did ask questions. Very good questions. Thank you.